The Rudy Valley Hour. Tonight's headliners, Brian Ahern and Judy Canova.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley and Company. A tall, handsome Irishman from London. A madcap maid from the mountains of Georgia. A boy mahout from India's coral strand. An Italian named Oswald. And an English hillbilly. 16 Afro-Americans out of a glass hat. Such is the fascinating directory of our backstage population this evening. In other words, Brian Ahern, Judy Canova, Sabu the elephant boy, Tony, Oswald, Labriola, and Ernie Stanton. The Belmont balladeers from the glass hat room of the Belmont Plaza Hotel. Variety, fellow citizens, continues to be the spice of
the Rudy Valley Hour, Act One, presented by the makers of Royal Desserts, Royal Gelatin, and Royal Puddings.
Drifting in a dream with you on Sweetheart Bay. Stars were playing peekaboo on Sweetheart Bay. Moonbeams made a silvery lane to light our way as we sang a love refrain on Sweetheart Bay. You left your heart with me the night we parted. I'll guard it tenderly until you return, for I know we'll meet again where moonbeams play. Life will then be sweet again on Sweetheart Bay.
Lambeth Walk. A new combination of comedy talents. Oswald, the celebrated Oh Yeah Man, with Ernie Stanton. Oswald, of course, is the lackadaisical and laconic ex-assistant to Ken Murray. Mr. Stanton is the taller half of the Val and Ernie Stanton pair, old friends of ours. United for a vaudeville tour, Oswald and Ernie have proved excellent teammates, giving and taking back and forth with dexterity and aplomb. A sample, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, how are you?
How are you?
How are you? Oswald? Oswald? Oh, you are, eh? Well, Oswald, now you're here as Rudy Valley's guest. What do you want to do?
Let's play games.
Oh, you want to play games?
Yeah, games.
Have some fun and play games. Any particular game or games?
Yeah, my favorite game.
Oh, your favorite game?
Yeah, sure.
What's the name of the favorite game? We'll get started.
The favorite game?
The name of the game.
The game. Let's see. Now.
Just the name of it?
Yeah, the game.
The name
yeah.
of the game. I'm not keeping you up, am I?
No.
No, that's fine. Take your time.
Don't worry, I will.
I was afraid of that.
The game, you are.
You're familiar with the game?
Yeah, we play it all the time.
Well, you know the name of it?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, what's the name of it?
The game.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
you can. Well, give me the name.
Yeah, the game. Let's see now.
Just the name of the game.
Just the name, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't think of it.
Oh, you can't think of it. That's a fine start, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Can I help you think of the name of the game?
Yeah, let me see. It starts with the name of
a what?
A bird.
Of a bird.
Bird.
It ought to be easy. Starts with the name of a bird. It's a game. Lots of games, lots of birds.
Oh, sure.
Is it duck? Duck on a rock?
No.
No, it's not quite on a rock. Well, it might have been, I thought.
Well, that's not it, you know.
The name of a game starts with the name of a bird.
Yeah, bird.
Is it swallow? Swallow the leader?
No.
No, it's not swallow the leader. It's an old game.
It's close, but...
I know it's the name of a bird.
Let me
it
see.
Starts with the name
of a bird.
It isn't.
No,
it isn't that. No, I didn't think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Name of a game starts with the name of a bird.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Pigeon horseshoes.
Pigeon horseshoes?
Oh, my.
Pigeon horseshoes. You mean pitching horseshoes, I imagine. Where did you get that?
Oh, my father.
Oh, your father.
Smart man.
I imagine a brilliant chap.
Yeah, very smart.
Oh, I can see him now.
You know, when my father was born, he only weighed a pound a half.
Now, wait a minute, Oswald. There's news.
Oh, sure.
Say, when your father was born, he only weighed a pound and a half.
Yeah, a pound and a half.
Did he live?
What was that?
I say, does your father live?
Well, I don't know. I was going to school at the time.
Oh, you wouldn't remember anyway. You know, speaking of fathers, I'm of nobility myself.
Why?
Of the nobility.
Nobility?
My father sprang from a long line of peers.
Did he drown?
Did he drown? Will you give over?
What's the matter?
No. Give over, boy. I mean, are there any more at home like you?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. There's one. There's two. There's 12.
12 in the family?
12, yes.
Well, the stork must have been a frequent visitor at your house.
Hmm?
I say the stork must have been a frequent visitor at your house.
Visitor, nothing. He lives there.
Oh, he lives there. My goodness, Linda, I think he'd take a vacation.
Oh, yeah, I like vacations.
You know, Oswald, my idea of a vacation would be an island where I could go. It wouldn't cost so much, and I wouldn't have to come back right away.
Oh, I know, just to play.
Where?
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz? That sounds very interesting.
Oh, sure.
Would I fit into the social life there?
Oh, sure, they'd take anybody.
Well, that's fine.
What can you do?
Well, I can give imitations.
Oh, imitations?
That's right.
Oh, you're a gimmick, eh?
No. A what?
A gimmick. You know, a gimmick.
No, you mean a mimic.
Oh, what's the difference? As long as you're healthy.
Well, thanks for that anyway. But I can imitate, all right.
Oh, you can imitate, eh?
For instance, a musical instrument.
A musical instrument?
Well, say an old-fashioned Jew's harp.
Oh, I never heard of it. What's a Jew's harp?
A Jew's harp?
Yeah.
A little iron thing.
Oh, a little iron thing, yeah.
You put it in your mouth.
You put it in your mouth.
And you go like this.
Oh, you go like that, yeah.
And what do you think comes out?
Your teeth.
Your teeth. Certainly not. Musical sounds come out.
Oh, musical sounds.
Now, listen to this imitation of a Jew's harp.
Oh, I'll listen to it anyway.
Here we go.
Here we go.
A Jew's harp.
Jew's harp. No, that's good. You got any more like that?
Oh, I have another one.
Well, I'll be patient.
You'll be patient. Look, Oswald, you entered in the spirit now, and I'll give you an imitation.
You give an imitation.
And on the imitation, you guess.
Oh, you want me to guess?
What I'm imitating.
Oh, that's easy.
Are you ready?
Here we go. A horse.
A horse? I haven't done it yet.
Well, I wasn't looking.
You wasn't looking. Now, here's the imitation.
Imitation.
Hello, boy. Hello, Polly. Pretty boy. Hello. Hello, Oswald. Puss, 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 puss. Meow, meow.
Rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit.
Hey, Oswald. What did you say or do to chase Ernie Stanton off the air like that?
Oh, I know. I just guessed what he was imitating. He got sore, you know.
Oh, I see. He's mad because you're too smart for him, is that it?
Oh, sure. I know all the answers, you know. You know, I used to write jokes and riddles back then.
You're good at riddles?
Oh, yeah. But you can't stick me with any.
Well, here's an old riddle. I dare you to try and guess.
Oh, I guess. You're wasting your time, Woody. But
I
know all the answers anyway. I mean...
Well, let's see. Here it is now.
All right, let's hear the riddle.
Yeah. It's not my sister. Mm-hmm. It's not my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's a child of my father and mother. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Who is it, eh?
Listen.
Let's hear it once more. You know, it's good to hear, you know.
It's not my sister.
It's not
my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's a child of my father and mother.
Mm.
Who is it?
Who is it? Mm. Well, I give up. Who is it?
It's me.
Well, I do it all the time. Oh, look, you haven't told that to Ernie, have you?
No, why don't you try it on him?
Oh, here he comes now. Look, here he comes now. Shh, quiet. Hello.
What's going on here? Hello, Oswald.
Do you give up?
Do I give up? What's he doing here?
You haven't told him yet.
I got a riddle here you'll never guess.
Oh, you have a riddle? What is it?
You'll never guess.
Well, have a go at it, old boy.
Sure? Oh, I'm pretty sure. Right. You want to hear it?
Not all.
All right, now, look.
Here it is. Have a go.
It's not my grandfather.
Is that right?
No. It's not my sister.
Oh, sister. It's... Well, I got the wrong one.
You couldn't trust him.
Yeah, well, here it is. I got it. Now,
right, bash it about it.
You'll
go
never
on.
Guess it, though.
Give it to Dewey.
Yeah, here it is. It's not my brother.
Not your brother?
Mm-hmm. It's not my sister.
I've got that.
Oh, you'll never guess.
I bet I won't.
Silly. I mean,
uh-huh.
Well, wait till you hear the answer.
I'm waiting for the answer.
Yes, the child of my mother and father.
Uh-huh.
Who did it?
Who did it?
Who is it?
I'm sure everybody will agree to this.
Adapted by the composer Clarence Lucas from his exquisite piano solo. Love is the interlude, life the dream. Night and morning, tears and laughter, welcome first and parting after, here today, then away, a bubble upon a stream. All is fleeting, joy and sorrow, hasten onward and past tomorrow. I regretting, you forgetting, love is the interlude, life the dream. Recovered, we are happy to announce from his recent serious illness, Mr. Brian Ahern arrived in New York aboard the Aquitania on Tuesday, just in time to rehearse for his appearance here tonight. Mr. Ahern's accomplishments, both in the legitimate theater and in Hollywood, are to coin a phrase too numerous to mention. However, if pressed, we might recall, Merrily We Live on the Screen and The Barretts of Wimpole Street with Miss Cornell. He leaves shortly for the coast to make Captain Midnight at the Hal Roach Studio. This evening, Brian is heard in a short play by Arch Obola entitled I Do, presenting Brian Ahern. The scene, an automobile moving swiftly along. At the wheel, a tall young man by the name of William Brown. There is a gleam in Mr. Brown's eyes and a nervous song on his lips. For Mr. Brown is on his way to keep a rendezvous with a license, a minister, and a certain young lady.
Tum, tum, ta-dum, tum, tum, ta-dum, bum, bum, bum. Do you, William Kennicott Brown, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? To love, honor, and so forth? I do. I do? I do. Are you nervous, Mr. Brown? Oh, no, no, no. Mr. Brown isn't nervous. Mr. Brown is a man of iron and steel. Mr. Brown isn't nervous. The only reason he's got this empty feeling inside is because he's nervous. What? Heavens, what's that? Where in the world did that thing come from? One of us is in the wrong car. Here, now, wait a minute. Don't do that. Oh, but I tell you, don't. There's nothing to cry. Hey, you'll fall off that seat. Hey. Well, here, come here. All right, come on up here. Oops, there. A baby? In my car? Oh, dear, why does everything happen to me? Do you bite? All right. Now, take it easy. I didn't mean anything by that. I never handled one of you things before. Now, which end goes up? Oh, these blankets. Here. Now, let's take a look at you. Hey, you're not a very big one, are you? You couldn't have crawled in there now, could you? Oh, no, I didn't think you could. You're a brand new model, aren't you? I mean, dear, I don't know what I mean. I've never had a baby before. Well, what are you grinning about? This is a fine spot to be in, you know. I'm on my way to get married. Yes, I said married. And now I've got you on my hands. And if I'm late to my own wedding... Hey, wait a minute. I get it. It's that smart aleck best man of mine. This has got all the earmarks of that corkscrew mind of his. Wait a minute. Don't kick those blankets off. I want to know how to put them back on. Yeah, I mean... Hey, wait a minute. What's this? Pinned to your... Yeah, hold still, will you? I've got to read it. Dear friend... I am putting my baby in your care because I think that anyone who can afford such an expensive automobile could afford maybe to take care of just one little baby. Her name is Sally, and she is a very good baby. But her father has gone away, and I am going with him. So please be good to her, and please, please don't give her to an orphanage. God bless you. Her name is Sally. My mother's name. Well, what if it is? What can I do with a baby? Why, I'm not even married yet. No. I wouldn't deceive you, Sally. They're waiting for me at the church right now. Now, listen, young fella. I mean, Sally. Orphan homes aren't so bad. Why, look at the size of me. And I was brought up in one. Honestly, I was. Of course, it gets rather lonely sometimes. I mean, around the holidays. You know, Christmas. You see Christmas trees in other people's windows, and then you start to thinking. And say, what's the matter with me? Anne waiting for me at the church, and here I am playing Hearts and Flowers. Now, Sally. I wasn't yelling at you, only at myself. Oh, no, no, Please don't talk like that. I can't think straight when you do, and I've got to figure out what to do with you now, haven't I? Yes, I know. Yes, sure, I know. She said not to give you to an orphanage. But what else can I do, Sally? You're such a tiny little thing, and I'm just a big, awkward galoot. Why, you fit right in the palm of my hand. I mean to say, you know. Now, what do you want to hold onto my hand like that for? Now, be reasonable, infant. How can a lad like me take care of a little bit of something like you? Yes, I know. I'm going to get married, and Anne, well, she's as good a sport as there is, but after all, good sport or not, be reasonable, Sally. Would any girl want to take a baby along on a honeymoon?
No. Well,
all right, if that's what you want. But how'll I tell her? Suppose she doesn't want a baby. Say, what if she doesn't want a baby? I've got to telephone her. Here, there, that's store. Maybe they've got a telephone there.
Could I help you, sir?
I'm sorry to bother you, but have you a telephone I could use?
Yes, help yourself. Oh. Right there against the wall.
Thanks. Does she like children? Doesn't she? Why didn't I ever ask her? Hello. Is this the church? Listen, would you please call Miss Anne Cunningham to the telephone? Yes, I know she's getting married, but get her to the telephone anyway. But I tell you, she's got to come to the telephone. This is Bill Brown. Yes, that Bill Brown. Now, hurry. Hello, Anne? It's Bill. No, wait, Anne, listen to me. I haven't had a chance to mention this before, but, kids, how do you feel about children? Yes, little children. Do you like them? You do? Oh, that's marvelous. Why? Oh, well, you see, Anne, you and me, we just had a baby.
This week, your grocer invites you to try one of the most popular desserts in his store, Royal Strawberry Gelatin. You'll know why it's a favorite the minute you taste that wonderful strawberry flavor, flavor that comes from real strawberries.
Brian Ahern's baby, incidentally, was a young lady named Madeline Pierce. Still in prospect as part of part two are the Belmont Balladeers, Sabu the Elephant Boy, Judy Canova with Annie and Zeke. A richly assorted array, all included in
The Rudy Valley Hour, Act Two, brought to you by Fleischmann's Yeast, the tonic food that helps so many people over 40 be vigorous and energetic, tones up their digestion, supplies them with four different vitamins.
From Universal's latest picture, That Certain Age, starring lovely stardustist Diana Durbin. A score typically excellent by Adamson and McHugh. That Certain Age.
Depending on you, show me a sign of your longing for me. Say you are mine and forever. that you will be my own. Every dream I have known has been built of but one desire, just to call you my own.
Waiters. Singing waiters have in years past been a feature of many a hofbrau, bistro, hotspot, bar, and grill. Seldom, however, have tray jugglers achieved the technical excellence reached by the Belmont balladeers, who serve the Belmont Plaza's glass hat room in the double capacity of choir and table service. Organized informally under the leadership of Ronald Mansfield, these 16 Negro Knights of the Folded Napkin have developed into an excellent choral group specializing in spirituals, such as Get On Board, the Belmont Balladeers.
Just get on board.
Lonely children.
Get on board.
Lonely children.
Just get on board.
Lonely children. Though there's room for many a more.
Get on board.
Lonely children.
Just get on board.
Lonely children.
Get on board.
Lonely children. Though there's room for many a more.
The gospel train I'm coming. I hear it just at hand. I hear the car wheels rolling and rumbling through the land.
Just get on board.
Lonely children.
Get on board.
Lonely children.
Just get on board.
Lonely children. Though there's room for many a more.
Just get on board.
Lonely children,
get on board.
Lonely children,
just get on board.
Lonely children, there's room for many more.
The fare is cheap and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare.
Lonely children,
get on board.
Lonely children,
get on board.
Lonely children, Lord, there's room for many more.
Just get on board.
Lonely children,
get on board.
Lonely children,
get on board.
Lonely children, there's room for many more.
This train I'm bound for glory.
This train, my Lord. This train I'm bound for glory. This train,
Lord, Lord.
This train I'm bound for glory.
All who ride it must be holy.
Lord, 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 Lord.
This train don't care no stokers.
This train, my Lord. This train don't care no stokers. This train,
Lord, Lord.
This train don't care no stokers.
No gin drinkers or tobacco smokers.
Lord, 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 Lord.
And this train don't care no sinners.
This train, my Lord. This train don't care no sinners. This train,
Lord, Lord.
This train don't care no sinners.
No big fish eating up the manners.
Lord, 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 Lord.
This train don't care no gamblers.
This train, my Lord. This train don't care no gamblers. This train,
Lord, Lord.
This train don't care no gamblers.
No card players or midnight ramblers.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Followed by the more familiar, Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Oh,
Ezekiel saw the wheel turning great up
in the middle of the air. You see, gonna saw the wheel turning way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by grace. Got a wheel and a wheel turning way in the middle of the air.
Some go to church to sing and shout.
Way in the middle of the air.
Well, before 6 months they're all turned out.
Way in the middle of the air.
Before 6 months they're back again.
Way in the middle of the air.
Well, the rest of the good church take them in.
Way in the middle of the air.
What can the good church folk do then?
Way in the middle of the air.
Well, they can't do nothing but take them in.
Way in the middle of the air. Easy goes all the wheel turning way up in the middle of the air. Easy goes all the wheel turning way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by grace. Got a wheel and a wheel. Way in the middle.
Now, particularly, the mothers and fathers, and aunts and uncles. It takes all kinds of people to make a town like this, New York, and millions of them are visitors. The most notable visitor of the week, Sabu, the Elephant Boy, charming young hero of Robert Flaherty's fine motion picture about life in India. Sabu, like Brian Ahern, arrived Tuesday on the Aquitania. In New York, coincident with the music hall opening of his new United Artists quarter picture, Drums, he goes eventually to Hollywood for a look at the stars. 3 years ago, he was a penniless orphan, a sort of apprentice mahout and boy of all work in the elephant compound of an Indian Maharaja. Today at 15, he's a movie star, a world traveler, and a rather bewildered little boy still. Accompanied by two gigantic Sikh guards and a relay of press agents, he has been examining our town and vice versa. His discovery should be of interest. This is Sabu, the Elephant Boy. Well, Sabu, did you have a good crossing?
Yes, thank you. Excellent.
Were you seasick?
Oh, no. I'm never seasick, Mr. Valley. After one has ridden an elephant so many years as I have, one can't get seasick, you know.
I never thought about it that way before, but I suppose you must be right. How long have you been studying English, Sabu?
It is 1 year now.
Since you arrived in London?
That is right, yes.
You're doing very well indeed. By the way, how did you like London?
London is okay.
And New York?
New York is okay, too. But the buildings are so much higher, and everybody is in a hurry to go somewhere else.
So, you've noticed that?
Oh, yes. It is impossible not to notice. In India, nobody hurries any time. In London, some people hurry some of the time. In New York, everybody hurries all the time. Why is that?
I don't know, Sabu. And if you were to ask the people who hurry, they wouldn't know either. It's just part of our civilization.
It seemed to me it is a very silly thing to do.
Our civilization does look pretty silly at the moment, I'm afraid. But you do like New York, Sabu?
Oh, yes. It is very, very exciting.
What do you like most about it?
Ice cream and soda, Radio City, and elephants in the zoo.
Did you meet any old friends among the pachyderms?
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
Did you know any of the zoo elephants personally?
No, they were all perfect strangers to me.
How does one call an elephant, supposing one wishes an elephant?
Do you want to know?
Yes, what would you say?
Why, just say, hey, you, come here.
And he comes?
If he likes you, yes.
Is it true that an elephant never forgets?
That is true, yes. If you are mean to him or if you cheat him, he'll never forget. And you better look out.
And if you are good to him, when he sees you at the circus, 10 years later, he lifts you out of the cheap seats and puts you into the 330 reserve seat boxes. Is that right?
Mr. Valley, even in London, that is a very old joke. Tea people told me that joke on the boat, and since I have been in New York, I have heard it at least 4 times a day. I do not think it is very funny.
Sorry, Sabu. One gets into bad habits hanging around a microphone. However, I understand elephants are grateful for kindness.
Yes, but sometimes they do forget, just like people. Sometimes they go mad. That means mad. Then they will not listen even to the voice of a friend. They want to kill everybody because they are mad.
There are people like that, too, I'm afraid. Sabu, what do you want to be when you grow up? An actor?
Maybe. But perhaps when I grow up, nobody wants me to act. I shall save my money.
And what will you do with it?
When I go back to India, I shall build schools for boys. Also, I shall buy some elephants.
For the boys to ride?
Oh, no, for myself.
What were your wages when you tended elephants for the Maharaja, Sabu?
2 rupees a month. That is $1.50. I had to live on that much, too.
Well, I hope that Mr. Carter and United Artists have given you a raise.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm doing very well, thank you.
And are you happier now than you were when you were a little boy playing with elephants in India?
You bet your life I am. Only I do miss Arawatha.
Arawatha is your girlfriend?
Oh, no. Arawatha is my elephant.
Oh, I see. Sabu, we have a parting gift for you tonight. A book. It seemed to some of us that Kipling's Mowgli ought to meet some American pals. So here you are. Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Valley. Thank you very much, Mr. Valley. I shall read it once. Salaamu Alaikum. Khuda Hafiz.
And the same to you, Sabu. Back in 1929, I permitted myself to be pressed on an emergency into the making of an experimental movie, a two-reel short. It was also Ginger Rogers' first movie bow. It had one showing in a small Massachusetts town. It did have one redeeming feature, however, this song, which I learned and memorized in 30 minutes. Under a campus moon, its revival marks the beginning of the collegiate year. Under a campus moon. Once more, I must advise you, idolize you, I simply prize you, and I surmise you feel the same way too. Underneath the same old campus moon, a certain feeling that comes a-stealing, you're so appealing too. Fate ordained that we should meet again, dear. Tell me truly that
it's not the end. Love's splendid, let's blend it. Why spend it here when we can
to descend upon one and all, Miss Judy Canova, the unglamour girl from Unadilla, Georgia, accompanied by Sister Annie and Brother Zeke. Miss Judy's two appearances in this broadcast during the summer have won for her a permanent engagement on the Chase and Sanborn Hour, beginning October 2nd. A new playmate for young Mr. McCarthy. To the Canovas, our congratulations. Enter in the order named Judy, Annie, and Zeke. Big town, Judy.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Valley. Say, it's my swell program you've got here tonight.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Thanks.
Yes, sir? I ain't seen anything so slick since Grandma used her false teeth to carry the mule.
Please, Judy, spare our modest blushes. By the way, how did you spend the summer?
Well, I just holed up in Unadilla and laid there till she blowed over.
How is everything in the Judy County metropolis?
The trend amongst us gals down in Unadilla is toward the romantic this year.
I see. I suppose the trend toward romance may account for that remarkable business on the top of your head. Isn't that a new coiffure?
Nope, that's my hair. I hoped you'd notice it.
Notice it? How could I miss it? All those doodads and festoons, did you do it yourself?
It didn't just get that away. All the gals in Unadilla is wearing the hair up this way now. I see it's even reached New York.
I must say, Judy, you look extremely chic, not to say distingué.
Well, you don't look so good yourself.
No, Judy, I meant that as a compliment. With your hair up like that, you look like a real grande dame.
A grande, what was that?
Grande dame.
See there, Zeke? That's what a college education does for you. He even swears with a foreign accent.
Seriously now, Judy, why do you wear your hair up like that?
Well, because it's cool, and besides, it don't get in my teeth.
Any other excitement in Unadilla besides the new hairdo?
Well, no, sir, nothing much. Less than you count the fireworks, 4th of July. Some of the kids chipped in on a stick of dynamite and blowed up the schoolhouse.
That must have caused quite a sensation in Unadilla.
Well, the kids liked it. They do it every year.
I see. It's an annual fixture. Any other social events during the season?
Oh, Lordy, no. There ain't much time for nothing after that. Everybody's too busy the rest of the summer.
Busy? Doing what?
Building a schoolhouse back up.
Seems like a vicious circle. By the way, how is Annie?
Lordy, Miss Valley, I'm telling you, she has had herself a terrible, awful time. First off, she got tonsillitis, followed by appendicitis and pneumonia. After that there, she got rheumatism, and to top it off, to give her hypodermics and inoculations.
You mean to say Annie had all that?
Yes, sir. I thought I never would get through that spelling bee.
Then,
Did she win, Judy?
Well, no, sir. She missed out on boarding house. She spelled it B-O-R-D-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E.
What is the dash for, Annie?
To get to the dinner table.
Annie, why don't you go out yonder and get yourself a big red bloom? But Miss Valet, they did give her another chance in that there spelling bee. They asked her to spell Gunga Din, but she never even cared of the place.
Why, I'm surprised, Judy. I'll bet Zeke knows all about Gunga Din. How about it, Zeke?
Sure. If you lose your ticket, how you Gunga Din?
Miss Valet, that's the first word we've had out of Zeke since Cousin Hallie fell down the well and drowned. Tell him what you said when Cousin Hallie drowned herself in the well, Zeke. Go ahead.
I said we'll have to get out of there one of these days.
See there, Mr. Valet? I guess he's just slowed down for the summer. He ain't been no use to nobody since the middle of March, and he won't pick up again till come the end of October or along in November.
Maybe he ought to change his oil.
That's trouble, Annie. He's been oiled ever since the Spanish-American War.
Moonshine, I suppose?
Well, I tell you, they call it moonshine, but it acts more like sunstroke.
What does your hometown moonshine taste like, Judy?
Well, Mr. Valet, did you ever drink varnish?
Varnish? No, I never did.
Did you ever drink formaldehyde?
Oh, I should say not.
Well, how about carbolic acid?
No, I certainly never drank carbolic acid.
You don't drink much, do you, Mr. Valet? Getting away from moonshine. Try to get away from it now. While we was down home, a fella come out to our farm and selling a new chicken feed. He said that he'd guarantee he'd make the hens lay more eggs.
Is that right? What is it called?
He called it lay or bust.
Lay or bust. Does it work?
Well, the other day it caused an awful explosion. And he fed it to the rooster by mistake.
Did it kill the rooster?
Why, no, sir. We just put a blowout patch on it. Lordy, I almost forgot. I wanted to tell you about the most wonderfulest bird that we got on our farm. It's half chicken and half parrot.
You have a bird that is half chicken and half parrot?
Yes, sir. And every time it wants to lay an egg, it don't cackle. It just walks up to you and says, "Where'll I put it, Toot?" One time there lived a old man with a very crooked nose. Yeah, he lived inside a log hut, and they called him Old Man Moe. One dark and dreary morning, I knocked upon his door. I didn't hear a single ghost sound, so I ain't the cuss at you no more, 'cause
I believe, Old Man, I believe, Old Man, I believe, Old Man, that Old Man Moe's is dead.
Plum dead, boys.
I believe,
Old Man,
I believe,
Old Man,
I believe,
Old Man, that Old Man Moe's is dead.
I believe.
Must kick that bucket.
I believe.
Must kick that bucket right on the head.
And Old Man Moe is dead.
Oh.
Now, especially to people over 40, about their breakfasts and lunches and dinners.
Love's splendid, let's blend it. Why spend it here when we can both be together?
We have our customary Thursday appointment with life, laughter, love, and drama. At the present moment, mine is going to be with the State of Maine Express. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.